This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and we still have so much to get to. I'm going to get to the emails and stuff. I know I'm behind, but this long, and it is very, very long. There's a long audio bit that's floating around right now on MSNBC. MSNBC reporters sitting down talking to a bunch of Trump supporters in Pennsylvania. Now, before I get to that, I just want to say, remember we were talking earlier in the show. Someone had asked, hey, Stacey Abrams, she's campaigning on abortion. No one's running on abortion right now. Why would you run on that? And what did I explain? That it can be a negative to have your own people control every institution. Remember, the institution should be separate. Let's say the media is scumbags. Total communist scumbags. Not hard to imagine, right? Because they are. But let's say you didn't have a completely rotted system and the education system wasn't, or entertainment wasn't. What if it, and I know this is crazy to even think about, what if Hollywood was totally conservative, totally on the right? What would happen if someone went on the news and started lying like they do every single night? MSNBC, they do some long segment where they lie. What would happen? Instead of the latest Hollywood star, The Rock, getting on Instagram, hey, man, buy my vitamin water or whatever he's selling these days. Also, I love NBC. What if instead he took his millions of followers and went on Instagram and said, I don't know who that lying piece of trash is on MSNBC, but that's wrong. That's an outright lie. What would happen is the lies would stop. There would be, because there's a check on them. When you have a country that is devolved, frankly, as much as we have at this point in time, there's no check on it. So Stacey Abrams running on abortion. Why would you run on abortion? Because Stacey Abrams occupies a world entirely of make-believe. Now, one of the things that's done for our country, and one of the real negatives for it, is it's taken the people in your society who should be your most informed people, and instead, they're the dumbest people in the United States of America. It's completely flipped our society upside down. Great example of this. Ask your doctor if your kid should get the vaccine. You don't have to be a scientist or a doctor at this point in time to realize, A, COVID is not something that poses any significant risk to children, and B, the vaccine does. Those are two things that anyone can tell. Ask your doctor if your child should get it. If your doctor says your child should get it, your doctor's an idiot, and you know more about medicine than your doctor. That's hard to stomach, right? Because I want a doctor who knows more about medicine than me. That leads me to this. Now, this is long. I'm going to stop it and start it because, let's be honest, that's what I do. But this is a long sit down with this MSNBC. Are we calling her a journalist, Chris? Is there something else? Oh, whatever. She claims to be a journalist. I don't want you just to listen to how she breezes past their answers and everything. This human being is a journalist. Now, I know we joke about me being a journalist because I'm not, but I still do basically this woman's job, 3 hours of TV or 3 hours of radio and an hour of TV every day. Remember, I have a TV show on the first. Because of that, I have to be boned up on the issues. I have to. I have to know what the latest headlines are. And okay, well, what does that mean? What's the real truth here? I have to dig. I have to. That is supposed to be this person's job, too. If you tune into MSNBC, you should see people. Whether you agree with them, like them, hate them, it doesn't matter. You should see people who know more than you about the issues. Take a listen.
Doug Mastriano was at the insurrection, and he was photographed breaching one of the restricted areas. Is that okay?
Which area? Because I saw a video where Capitol officers were taking away barriers and unlocking
doors.
People. So, I mean,
they opened the gates.
So it shouldn't be disqualifying for an elected official.
Just pause real quick. You're going to hear this a lot, so just be ready for it. How she doesn't address what they just said at all. She said, he went in, it's ridiculous. They immediately, people, normal people, like you and me, they knew the facts. They countered her with facts. What did she do? Zip, 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 just zipped right along and breezed right on past it. You're going to hear this a lot. Also, keep in mind as you listen to this, she's a great example. Communists are robots. Oftentimes you choose communism because you genuinely don't want to think. You're sitting there listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. No matter what, you want to think. You do. Communists do not. They want to go up to the hive mind and plug in and get their updated programming, and then they unplug and they go regurgitate all the same things. But that's why they get so angry or just change the subject or move on when you bring up facts. That's not part of her programming. She hasn't been programmed to address the cops who invited and allowed people into the Capitol. That was not part of her upload. So she can't do it. You'll hear this a lot.
He didn't strike anybody. He didn't hurt anybody.
And the only one that died was a protester there, not a Capitol police
officer. An unarmed female veteran.
That's the only one that died.
The only one who died.
A police officer did die.
No.
Hold on. They just said the only one who died there was an unarmed veteran, a woman. Again, I don't care whether you're on the left, right, middle, communist, full-blown conservative, nationalist, neocon. It doesn't matter to me who you are, man, woman, child. There are facts. The fact is Ashley Babbitt, unarmed veteran, is the one who was killed on January 6th. Another fact. This is not like an opinion. It doesn't matter who you are. No police officers were killed on January 6th. None. Some stroked out, had a stroke, which was weird. Some committed suicide. A lot of them committed suicide, which, again, is very, very weird. Who knows what the whole story is there. But not a single police officer died on January 6th. That's not something that can be disputed. It's not something I care for your opinion on it for. We know that. Yet the communists, that wasn't part of her programming. So immediately she counters with that.
Stroke.
That's not
on site.
Caused by that, that's because he shouldn't have been a police officer. It was one woman.
So what do you make, though, overall of January?
Okay, now, they said only woman who died was a veteran. She countered and said a cop did die. They countered her with facts. No. He died of a stroke next day. What'd she do? Beep, 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 moved right along. Went outside of the programming. She was no longer qualified to answer.
It was watching that footage. It was pretty disturbing. I mean, there were people throwing excrement at the walls, and it was it's the Capitol.
It looked a lot like Antifa's actions.
Yeah, it looked
to
a
me.
Lot, except on a much smaller scale, it looked the same as the Black Lives Matter riots.
That's what I saw the similarities to be.
Minneapolis burns. Kenosha burns.
But so it's okay just because one side that you disagree with?
I'm saying Antifa infiltrated.
It's good for one, it's good for the other.
Anybody who harmed anybody, anybody who caused property destruction, that needs to be dealt with.
Yeah,
but if you're there making your voice heard at the people's house, no less, that's, again, it's a fundamental constitutional right of an American citizen. and people should not be being held political prisoner because of it.
For misdemeanors. That's East Germany.
That's East Germany.
Tactics.
Yeah, that's what's scary.
It was an actual fiery but mostly peaceful protest. And the other ones that were the opposite.
Was the protest legitimate in your eyes?
She goes on. But you got it. It goes on for about another minute and a half. Those, of course, they set them up on MSNBC to try to make them look like a bunch of stupid, uneducated Trump people. You know, oh, probably got a MAGA hat on. I bet he wears blue jeans. Oh, I bet she works for a living. Oh, what an idiot. I bet all these stupid people go to church. Ha ha ha. They're so stupid. Every single one of those people, they were all, I mean, not more informed. They were all extremely informed. And the journalist whose job it is to be informed and then inform others knew nothing. We are in a weird place as a country where our experts in virtually every field, because there are no more checks on each cultural institution, our experts are the dumbest people in that field. You understand how stupid and worthless and pathetic your military leadership is? Your generals and admirals? You know they're all morons, right? They're all morons. That if you really wanted leadership, you'd go down to the captain level. You'd go down to the NCO, senior NCO level. That if you sat a general right now in a room with a bunch of corporals and sergeants, the general would be vastly outwitted when it came to military strategy. That's what happens in a society when all your institutions get rotted. Well, it happens. You know what else happens? You know what else rots? Shrimp if you keep it out too long. What, Chris? I've told you that story about me getting the Red Lobster shrimp and leaving it in the truck in Phoenix in August. Hey, do me a favor. Don't do that with your Biloxi shrimp. Don't go wasting the best shrimp out there. Remember, 95% of the shrimp you buy is from overseas. I didn't know that, actually. I'm embarrassed to say I didn't know that. Biloxi shrimp, right out of the Mississippi Gulf. American shrimpers, an American company, family people, all about community, people who share your values, and they deliver the best shrimp in the country, because it's also the freshest, right to your front door. Right to your front door. And it's 10% off. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com, BiloxiShrimpCo.com, code Jesse. The wife this weekend, Chris, actually made us shrimp salad, and I'm so embarrassed to say I genuinely enjoyed it. I know I don't eat salads, but she said, oh, please try it. We can have a lighter meal. It was good. So thank you, Biloxi. You got me out of that one. BiloxiShrimpCo.com, code Jesse.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris asked, you don't know what he's saying there? I don't know either. I don't know. I wish it said, Surya! But look, I'm going to do the same thing as the front man of Deleterious Consequences. I love when musicians do this, when they clearly don't have something to say, but they'll go, na, 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 na. You know, they'll do that thing, or they'll just drown out some words like no one can understand them at all because they don't know how to rhyme anything with it. He stepped on a rake and then blah, blah, rake, and no one knows what he just said. I'm gonna do that a lot, Chris. All right, before we get to the diamond heist and the emails, just another quick PSA from America's Dad Jesse. I saw the Starbucks employees out there attempted today to unionize and get management to sit down with them and things like that. Kids, maybe your dad is nice. Maybe you don't have one. I mean, maybe you're an adult and you need to hear this. So let's have a little talk. Once again, we talk about this a lot. You know what determines what you get paid? Really, in general, what determines what you get paid? The scarcity of your marketable skills. Now, what does that mean?
Do you have a skill that can make someone money? A skill that can make someone money. Or you do? Good, 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 good. Now, I want you to be honest with yourself. Not to be honest with me, with yourself. How many people can do your job? If the answer is a lot, you're not going to make very much money. If you have a marketable skill and only a few people can do it, you're going to make a lot of money. A lot of money. Why do baseball players make more than teachers? You know how many players can hit 60 home runs on the planet right now? One. His name's Aaron Judge. He plays for the Yankees. Do you know how many teachers can teach social studies in the fourth grade? No disrespect to social studies in the fourth grade, but really basically all of them. A lot of people can. That's the reason why. You make coffee at Starbucks. A monkey could be trained to do that. And within 6 months, a monkey could do that. You don't get to unionize and dictate things to the people in charge. Now, that being said, there's another side to this coin. Starbucks is a putrid company. One of the most communist companies out there and have been for some time. I think it's fantastic they're having an employee revolt. Whenever these corporations who've nurtured communism, whenever I see that they're being eaten alive from within, I laugh and laugh and laugh. I saw over the weekend some football game. I think it was some Ivy League football game in college. A bunch of climate change nutballs stormed the field and ruined the game. You know what I did when I saw that? I laughed and laughed and laughed. Nobody is more responsible for the institution of communism in America than the university system. If these universities are going to be torched from the inside by the communists they've nurtured, I think that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Now, let's talk about a diamond heist. Is there what, Chris? I have a minute. There's a $4 million diamond heist. There was one in New York City. And I think about this sometimes because I've seen the movie Heat a whole bunch, so I basically know my way around robbing things by now. I want to know what my role would be in a heist. Now, initially, if you're rude, you would probably say I'd be a good lookout because I'm so tall. I think that's robbing our crew of valuable skills. I think I should be inside directing the action, but something gives me pause on that, Chris. Something gives me pause on that. Every crew needs a wheelman. That means that's a driver for you people who haven't committed heists like I have. Every crew needs a driver. And look, you know how many skills I have. I'm a top five napper. I make the world's best burger. I build plastic sheds. You know the skills. You already know all the skills. I'm the menu whisperer. I'm a fantastic driver. Chris, no, I legitimately am. I am what? See, that's where I'm at. Chris said you have to be working the crowd so you're involved in the heist. That's what I would want to. I wouldn't want to be working the crowd. Man, don't make me. I'll shoot. You know, I can feel it right now. I can feel like I'd be good. All right, look, don't make me let the bar ease. What if, hear me out, this may not be tactically sound. What if I go in initially with the initial crew and I get everyone squared away? Hey, you go here. Hey, shut up. Hey, Bob, go crack the safe. That's what I'll say. Crack the safe. They all say that. We need a safe cracker. But then once I'm done getting everyone lined out, beep, head back out to the car and wait for them. It could be the name of our gang. I'll be in the car gang. Then once I get them all squared away, I'll say, hey, fellas, let's go. I'll be in the car. And then what, Chris? Chris is such a child. How immature. Chris said, run it from the car with the radio. Chris, real leadership is done in person, okay? You don't lead a diamond heist gang over the radio. You lead the diamond heist in person, all right? Your crew, they need to know that the leader is right there guiding them, that I'm right there taking the same risks they're taking. Sit in the car with the radio. That's leading from behind, Chris. Not me. I lead from the front. Now, I was sure I was going somewhere else with this entire show, but man, that kind of just, it kind of, look, look, I, I want to be the wheel man. I'm telling you, I've seen those corners they take in the movies. I could take those corners. You know what else I'm going to need to do before I go into the diamond heist business? Bone up on my shooting. Because, look, if you're going to be a real diamond heister, and I don't know that that's an actual word, but it is now, you had better have practiced with your Mantis X system. Mantis X allows you to practice in the comfort of your home with your weapon. It's dry fire practice in your home. You don't have to drive to the range. You don't have to spend a bunch of money on ammunition. I want to shoot like the Green Berets. Good. The Green Berets use Mantis X. I want to shoot like the Marines. Good. Marines use Mantis X. It's what the professionals use. Go to MantisX.com. It's what professionals like Diamond Heisters and Green Berets and Marines use. MantisX.com. In all seriousness, 10 minutes, 20 minutes a week, you'll be shocked how fast you get good. They'll put you through drills. You will get not adequate. You will get good, really good. MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Squeeze box she wears on her chest. But when
daddy comes home, he never gets no rest. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Yeah! A Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Just out here.
Changing people's lives.
Dear Handsome Esquire III, I know you say the Fed is lost and to focus on local elections. Well, this happened this weekend. I happened upon this gem while dropping off my son's books at the library. Their flyers seemed to have disappeared online, but it was kid-friendly, and there were drag shows. I know you know this. Montgomery County is red. I moved out of Harris County to get away from this filth. How are we supposed to feel knowing we're encircled? Here's the thing. When I tell people to move, to get out of a red area, or to get out of a blue area, I'm sorry, and move to a red area, there's always an action item attached to it, is there not? What is it? Become an activist. I don't tell you that for no reason. I'm telling you that because so many of the blood red areas in this country have this kind of communist filth already infiltrated in there. But you, because you do have the numbers there, can get it out. I just saw Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Not exactly some blue haven. They had some drag thing going on, and my buddy Robbie Starbuck brought attention to it, got them to cancel it. But you can get them to cancel it. You can get them to stop it. You remember in my area when we had the psycho communist gun grabber getting ready to be the marshal of a parade in the reddest town in the country? And I had to get involved and blow up the phones at City Hall and to finally get rid of her. You have to be an activist. Remember, this is hard. This is hard for me to understand. It's hard for people like us to understand because we don't think in this way. When you, let's say right now you do move, or you're in the middle of moving, and you're getting out of whatever blue place you are, and you're getting ready to go to, you found some blood red place, and you're going there. When you get there, what do you want to do? Why do you even want to be there? You want to be there so you can enjoy the fruits of living in an area where the people around you share your values. And I will tell you, it's wonderful. The little experiences you have throughout the day when you're surrounded by people who share your values, they make life better. So it is wonderful. And that's why you move there, right? That's why you move there. But always keep in mind, when the communist gets there too, and he undoubtedly is already there, there's always some, or when he moves there, you know, the wife, she's moving there, husband got transferred there, maybe he's a little middle of the road, but she's totally blue, you know, completely blue. When she gets there, because she is a religious zealot, she doesn't drive through town and look at the local coffee shop and the nice little diner and the white picket fences and, oh, look how happy, oh, look, the kids play in the street here. She doesn't look through town and say the same things to herself that you say to yourself. Oh, this is so nice. Oh, honey, it's so nice. I can't wait to see how nice people are trick-or-treating this year. Oh, this is wonderful. Let's go down to the local park. The religious fanatic, the communist, does not look at the world the way you look at the world. They look at your town and they think, huh, I wonder where the gates of power are around here so I can take this red area and force my will on them. Your local librarian in your red area? Maybe this applies, maybe it doesn't. You know, there's a good chance your local librarian took that job so they could put pornographic material in front of children. You know that, right? Your kid's school teacher. Now, obviously, that's not taking away from all the endless wonderful ones, but you know there's a chance. Let's say your child has four or five teachers throughout the day, even in your red area. You know there's a chance, an above average chance, at least one of those teachers took that job so they could break your child, break them mentally, break them sexually, break them away from you, teach them to hate you and hate your country. And they did it with a purpose. They didn't wake up one day, whoops, I tripped and fell, I'm a teacher. They went into the profession specifically so they could do that. I told you the story about how that Grand Marshal, the one I just brought up, the Grand Marshal in the red area where I live, how in the world, how could she even get there? And I dug into how that happened because no one could find out. I called the mayor. I called the city council. Well, it wasn't me. It wasn't, definitely wasn't me. I don't know who it was. Eventually, they pawned it off, and I think it was the parks department, the city parks department. So all of a sudden, I'm blowing up the phones at the parks department. Okay, who's the person who put this in charge? Of course, the parks department. Well, wait a minute. No, we had a steering committee. And that's where we decided who it was going to be. Okay, well, who's on the steering committee? The communist, as you drive by City Hall in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, sweet town, by the way. Gosh, I love Tennessee. As you drive by Murfreesboro, and I'm sure I'm going to have some Tennessee people scolding me for how I say it. I'm not from Tennessee, but anyway, as you drive by lovely little City Hall in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and you say to your spouse, oh, look, City Hall. Oh, that's sweet. That's nice. That's a cute little City Hall. The communist looks at City Hall and says to himself or herself, I better stop in there. I better find out when the next steering committee is because I have some communists I'd like to infiltrate this town with. and I bet you I'll be all alone. And you know what's crazy? He or she will be. Unless we start becoming activists and getting the mind of activists, we will always lose to these people because they eat, sleep, and breathe it. They don't look at things the way you and I look at things. It's just difficult to, take on an enemy you don't relate to at all. I brought up history earlier, and I was talking about war in the Pacific stuff and the Japanese. And if you read enough World War II books, especially the older ones, which are the better ones, about what our guys went through facing them. Our guys didn't face this with the Germans, because the Germans culturally, not the whole killing Jews thing, but the Germans culturally were so similar to us as Americans. But we really, our guys were so often dumbfounded by, wait a minute, this Japanese guy acted like he was wounded just so he could set off a grenade when one of our guys went to go treat him. He killed himself too. Wait, hey, why would he kill himself? None of this makes sense. Hold on, they're making women and children jump to their deaths. Why are they doing this? They were just simply dealing with people they couldn't relate to at all, and it made it so much more difficult and taxing. That's what it's like for you dealing with the American communist. You're dealing with somebody who just looks at everything differently until we understand their mentality. And it's a struggle every day for all of us, you, me, everyone. Until we understand it, we'll never overcome it, period. All right. We have one more segment left. We actually have a bunch of headlines I didn't get to because, man, was I mega lax on that today. So I'm going to get to an email. I do have to address this Marco Rubio guy. Apparently Marco Rubio had a volunteer that had the living daylights beat out of them. You know what? Here's another little thing maybe you can do. Unless you're driving, truckers, stay off the phones, gentlemen. Unless you're driving, look up a term we've used before on the show. It may just come up next. Look up the term stochastic terrorism. Stochastic terrorism. Get familiar with that term, because you're living in it. I'll explain next.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. But don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow. And the next day, and the next day, unless I get fired, which I guess there's always an above average chance that's happening, Chris. Nah, don't worry, we're not going anywhere. One thing I definitely should have brought up earlier, I brought up the fact that we have a 25-day supply left of diesel in the country, and I brought up your grocery store. Do you have your emergency 3-month food kit yet? Who's been telling you now for months and months and months that every single person in your home needs 3 months worth of food? 3 months. Every person in your home needs them. Well, but I don't need that, Jesse. Well, there's always the grocery store. Jesse, the grocery store would never go away. Okay. If we run out of diesel fuel, your grocery store is going away. You will show up and the doors will be locked because there won't be anything on the shelves. And then you can go back home and you can either dig into your 2,000 calories a day from My Patriot Supply, or you can starve to death or go ask your neighbors for food. I would choose the 3-month food supply, but that's just me. Everyone in your home needs one. They have partnered with the show. $250 off every 3-month food kit. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com, and that's where you get the deal. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Only get what you can get, but I would recommend everyone in your home have a 3-month food kit. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Got a lot more real now that we're down to 25 days of diesel fuel, right? Jesse doesn't sound like such a wingnut anymore, does he? Huh, Chris? All right, now let's get to something else here. Stochastic terrorism. We've said it before, but what is the definition? The public demonization of a person or group resulting in the incitement of a violent act, which is statistically probable, but whose specifics cannot be predicted. You've seen this. It's only ramping up, but you definitely saw it as soon as Donald Trump got elected and before. Nazi, 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 white supremacist, Nazi, white supremacist, racist, Nazi, 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 worse than Hitler, Nazi, white supremacist. And what happened as a result of that? As a result of the Nazi, racist, white supremacist talk, we had 4 years of Trump supporters being assaulted and murdered across the United States of America. 4 years. I've chronicled them before. Actually, I didn't chronicle them. That's not true. Breitbart chronicled them, and then I stole it for my radio show. But I believe there were 395 incidents across the United States of America. Headline. Marco Rubio staffer seriously injured after a violent attack for wearing a DeSantis hat and a Rubio shirt. Quote, this is from Rubio. Last night, one of our canvassers wearing my T-shirt and a DeSantis hat was brutally attacked by four animals who told him Republicans weren't allowed in their neighborhood in Hialeah, Florida. That's a suburb of Miami, by the way. He suffered internal bleeding and broken jaw and will need facial reconstructive surgery. Statistically probable, but whose specifics cannot be predicted. When everyone from the president of the United States of America to the media to entertainment to everyone else, when they all use their bully pulpit to tell people that you're a Nazi white supremacist who's going to end democracy, it simply makes it inevitable that those words will fall on the ears of a deranged street communist piece of trash who thinks he's the good guy for rearranging someone's face. After all, you hear a Rubio supporter gets beaten up in Florida, and you say to yourself, that's terrible. Oh, they broke his jaw. But would you cry if it was a Nazi? Of course you wouldn't, right? That's why they use that kind of a language. As soon as we make him out to be a Nazi, I mean, what wouldn't you do to a Nazi? You're probably a nonviolent person. At least I hope you are. If I actually found a real one, I could reincarnate Dr. Mengele or something like that and put you in the room with him with a gun. I'm not so sure you wouldn't kill him. I'm not so sure I wouldn't. It's a Nazi after all. That's why they use the language. Dear Jesse, I was listening to Friday's show and noticed that you said Texans can't make pizza but have the best Mexican food. And you said, quote, these people can't make pizza to save their lives. And our Mexican food cannot be beat. Funny how you are only on our side when we are the best. It's so true. I did do that. Don't call me on my own words, okay? I'm a huge, important celebrity. I will not be called out for the things I say. He goes on to say, what's sad is you are right. Even the best pizza I can find is pretty decent at best. Maybe we need a Jesse Kelly best pizza in the world recipe for you to obsess over. Thanks for the great show and keeping it clean so I can listen to my nephew. Yeah, that is one thing. As bad a human being as I am, and I most definitely am, I will always do a show you can listen to with your children in the car. You will never, ever, ever have to turn this show off with your kids in the car. It's just, I'm tired of having to turn everything off with my boys. I am not going to take up 3 hours of your time and make you have to worry about it. I won't do it.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
China's Xi Jinping emerges from the Communist Party Congress with dominance. We are right on the verge of a Chinese invasion of Taiwan. This makes it basically an inevitability. I can't believe... I just said inevitability on the air. That's amazing. New York City pay transparency law will spur demands for raises nationwide. New York City passed a law that will make it a requirement for you to list the minimum and maximum salary at the position you're advertising for, which is sure to make everyone in the companies angry. This is going to be the biggest colossal disaster in the world. And I'm totally looking forward to watching these communist companies be eaten alive for it. The editorial board. James proposes sensible strategies to stem the threat of social media. That's New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's getting ready to censor people online. I'll tell you what, we're going to hold that one off until tomorrow. I have a lot to say about that. Trump company set for criminal trial in off-the-books pay scheme. Remember, there's no way that freight train can stop. The system destroys system disruptors. That's what corrupt systems do. Trump was the first system disruptor. To his credit, he was the first. There will be many that come after him. He was the first. That's the good news and good for Trump. The bad news is the first one, it never goes well for the first one. That's just the way it goes. Gavin Newsom promises to serve 4 more years, foregoing the 2024 presidential run. This is my favorite thing in politics. They all do this. I am not going to run. I have a loyalty to this state. I do not want to run for president. Chris, go and write this one down. About 5.5 seconds after Joe Biden resigns for health reasons, Newsom is going to step up and say what they all say. I wasn't going to do it, but so many people wanted me to run. I feel a duty to protect this nation out of the goodness of my heart. They all do the same routine. I don't want to run, but so many people want me to. I love that. All right. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll have some more fun tomorrow, okay? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.